can't control it.
Got it tuned in to Modern Jazz Today with your host, Gary Gaffney and Jeff Williams, inviting you to go visit our website at www.modernjazztoday.com. Up first on the queue is Silvano Monasterios from the album The River. The track, Dance on the Wire.
Thank you.
This is Modern Jazz Today. Up next, Rob Clearfield from the album Voice in the Wilderness. The track, When We Were Kings.
You're tuned in to Modern Jazz Today. Up next is the Steve Holt Jazz Impact Quartet. The album is called Impact, and we'll check into the title track. Then Eric St. Laurent, he's got a new one called El Choclo. We'll check into that title track. Let's dig in.
Thank you. Imagine you're about to shake hands, but with a sulfur-crested cockatoo. Should you offer your right hand or your left? You should hold out your left hand. That's because most sulfur-crested cockatoos are left-footed. In complex tasks like manipulating a piece of fruit, these intelligent birds work intently with their feet. A parrot's eyes are located on the sides of its head. So if it wants to look at something, say a delicious piece of fruit, it has got to cock its head one way or the other to do it. And if it looks with its left eye, then it uses its left foot. Scientists call this handedness. That's when one hand, or foot, is used consistently over the other for doing more complex tasks. In a study of 16 Australian parrot species, scientists found that about half were lefties, a third were righties, and a few were neither. Handedness, once thought unique to humans, is also seen in chimps and gorillas, mostly righties, and orangutans, mostly lefties, as well as cats and kangaroos. The evolution of handedness, for righties and lefties alike, improves skill and efficiency in complex tasks for both parrots and for humans. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein.
All I can get is static or variations on the central musical rhythm.
I only wish there was some way we could tell it to shut up. It's driving me crazy. And it keeps getting louder.